The show is flown by today on a Friday. Appreciate you hanging out with us here on an early break on the Ticket. Second hour, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Nick Sandert filling in for Jake Sorensen, Steve Sipple, Bill Bush alongside me. It's time for Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Mid Plains Advisors.
Can I add something real
Absolutely.
Quick?
Absolutely.
If you guys can, if you're on the stream, you're going to miss something. So you want to try to get to the app for Bill's Thrills.
Yes,
absolutely. The app or the radio, you're going to miss something.
Get to the app.
Get to the app.
Okay. There it is.
So log out of the tax-free app right now. You're running your money through and get 93.7 the Ticket app quick.
Yes.
Go ahead.
As always. All right. Or excuse me, not same as always. It was great stuff as always. Same as always, Bill's Thrills. Here we go. I butchered that.
I'm just going to take it head on.
Yeah. I butchered that. Let me just sulk for a moment. Okay, here we go. Bill's Thrills. Let's go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah. Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
That is right. Bill's Thrills is always sponsored by our friends at Mid Plains Advisors. Visit Dirk, Scott, and Ty today. The ATM, the cash cows of Lincoln.
Cash cows bringing the money in hand over fist. Don't worry about it. Don't look at the stock market. Don't care. Not with these guys. Don't even look at anything. It doesn't matter. It's like this. And remember, and pick your cash up every Friday. They have it all hands. They have the money in a vault downstairs. You swing through a drive-through. They bring it out in large bills, and then you can whisk off for a great weekend.
It is not tough times.
Not tough times here.
Not here.
No, not here. Not
Swim.
Here. Don't worry about that.
Swim's driving a new car around.
Things must be pretty good.
Yep.
I do need to know how I can get tax-free, though.
What's that?
How can I get the car tax-free?
Tell him, Bill.
You run it through the tax-free app.
Just take a picture.
It's not that hard. Steve does it every day.
Punt.
He does it every day.
Well, if Sipple can do it, I suppose I can do it, too.
Well, that's good.
That's what he does. He hides money. He's great at it.
Has a couple Swiss accounts, you know?
You have a Swiss account.
Let's not frame it up that way.
Off-seas account.
Can we frame it up in a different way?
I love when they
way?
Always say that. I have an offshore account. I want an offshore account.
Can we frame it up in a different way than he hides money?
We could. Yes. Okay.
You launder money. I mean, what?
Yeah, no, that's good.
That's better.
It's funny,
better.
Nick. I'm already in hot water. Okay, Bill's Thrills.
So, last night, the three-legged stool had a moment.
We did.
We had an incredible moment. Sipple somehow comes up with this. I don't even know what year it was, his playlist.
72.
It was the top 40 or 50 songs or 100 songs, whatever
top
it was.
Top 50 of 72.
Top 50. And we started going back and forth in the three-legged stool about 9:30. We haven't been together. You know, we've been apart with the birthing incoming. And so we are talking, and as we look through the list and just loved everything about it, Sip sent this text out. I'm beside myself over this list. What happened to our country? That's the quote. I have it in the text.
I did text the exact quote, I'm beside
myself over this list. What happened to this country? So we just started to go through songs and type words, and it was great. So rarely does this happen. I've done it once before. We're going to go with a song from 1972.
We are?
We're going to go with a song. Play it.
We are?
All right, here we go.
Well, I never been to Spain. Oh. But I kind of like the music. See, the ladies are insane there. And they sure know how to use it.
Listen to this.
They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I hit it for Las Vegas. So good, oh, feel so good.
when Steve sent that out, when Steve sent that list out, we all were kind of picking our favorites. Sipple knew the song I was going to pick, and I've never talked about the song.
Well, I think I've maybe referred to it once.
Have I? It's once. One of those.
It's a song I knew you liked.
And Steve talks about the opening lyrics to a song. We talked about his Gordon Lightfoot, which is ridiculous. And that was a song, the opening catches you so much. It just.
That was captivating.
The first eight words just captivate you. It was incredible. And the list was just, so give us some of them, Steve.
Yeah, Bill, yeah. See, this is why Bill gets to this. This is, I was just struck by this list. It was the top 50 songs of 1972.
72.
Now, Nick, I know, just humorous. I know this is old guy talk.
I'm fine. I liked that this song. That was really catchy.
And that was number 40.
That was 40.
Okay.
That was 40.
Couldn't get in the top 20.
That's what struck me about it. I was like, that's 40. But the list is ridiculous.
I love the way it starts.
Okay, Brandy's number one. People know that song.
That's gold, yeah.
Yeah, Brandy's number one. I'm just going to give you a few examples of 1972 top 50. And if you go through the 50, it's ridiculous. It's like, okay. Bye American Pie's number four.
Yeah.
Okay. Rockin' Robin.
Tweet.
You got it, Bill. Six. A Horse with No Name. Everybody knows that song. Eight. I'll go down the list.
Get in the 30s.
Yeah. Let me hit the 20s first. Like,
our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs, so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress.
In the 20s.
Yeah, that's 22, right ahead of Burning Love by Elvis. Those are 22 and 23.
72, We Love You.
We do. Never Been to Spain, 40. I Can See Clearly Now The Rain Is Gone is 41. Oh, yeah. That's the 41st best song of 1972.
Not even the 1970s.
This is 9:30 last night.
Yeah. I was freaked out.
I'm beside myself over that list. Yeah. What happened to this country?
What happened to music?
Oh,
Layla. It's all in the TikToks now.
Layla's 45.
Layla. Yeah.
You don't hear, this is, when we say the music in the 70s was the best, this is a great example. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. What do you think from the text line?
Absolutely. We got a lot of stuff from the text line. Scooter from Roca says, Three Dog Night. Yeah.
Yeah, Three Dog
Latex
Night.
Latex Mallard from MySpace says, good song for tomorrow. On April 20th, it makes you feel like you can just kind of relax a little
Never
bit.
Never Been to Spain's good choice by Bill.
Somebody does say, Bill, stop playing. Nothing will beat Convoy. So there you have it.
It's true.
Convoy's great.
It's really good.
That's 70s too.
Yeah. Kevin in Centennial, Colorado. Great song, Bill. We have great song choice. One of my all-time favorites. Poetic lyricism at its finest.
It grabs you.
It's a great one. It's a great one.
Three Dog Night.
Somebody rated it at 9.5.
Thank you.
Aaron says, holy crap, Bill, I got goosebumps listening to that.
Yeah. That's a goosebumps song.
It is. It's a weird song. Weirdly good.
Aaron is 47 years old, can't listen to anything past 1995.
Yeah. God love him.
I kind of like that. There's no list like that now.
Can you imagine the list?
I'm serious. It's all on TikTok.
What's the list now?
What if you took 2022? Top 50 songs.
It's going to be Dua Lipa. Do you know Dua Lipa?
No.
Dua Lipa with DaBaby? How about Lil Baby? Different people. DaBaby, Lil Baby.
Sure,
two different
fine.
People.
I'm sure it's fine. I'm not making fun of them.
I'm sure you can't play it in front of your kids, though. Yeah. I mean, you play it in front of your kids.
Well, I don't have kids, so
but
I don't.
Would you?
I wonder.
Probably not. I'm probably going to have them listen to International Harvester first.
Okay.
I'll bet you that is a song. I've never been to Spain. It's probably a song where people like remember their parents listening to it also. Absolutely. Like, remember they used to play it on the, remember the hi-fi?
You know what? Even if you hadn't mentioned it, I knew you would like that song. I know you well enough.
But Steve did it. All of a sudden at 9:30,
this list
pops up. Yeah. He sent it to us. And there was a lot of text messages back and forth.
And Jake's an old soul.
So this must have been the group chat that I wasn't in.
That's true. You were not.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we were on the same. I wanted to make sure there was nothing wrong with my phone.
Anything else in the text line?
Just a couple other things. The Hammer says 1972, the year I was born. Kick ass. The Hammer.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
Hammer time.
We have David from Renew says, I've been to Needles many times.
Been to Needles many times.
Needles?
California.
Oh, let's see. A couple more.
It's been to Needles many times.
Gus Mohawk says, great song and great TV shows. Sanford and Sons and All in the Family.
Yes.
There it is.
Sanford Sons. Da-da-da-da. That came on.
A great show.
I mean, the whole show was built on a small junkyard and then a small
father,
house.
Son. And father, son.
Wasn't it Lamont?
Lamont was his son. Lamont was his son. That's incredible, team.
That's good. All right. Well, good news, guys. That'll do it for Bill's Thrills on a Friday. Okay. Great job, Bill, with the Three Dog Night.
That was great.
Once again, I just want to, if it's okay.
Can you play the open?
Please do. I've never been to Spain.
This is incredible.
But I kinda like the music.
Goosebumps.
It's captivating. I was being 100% genuine when I said that.
Oh, I know you were. You got good taste.
Sanford. That's his last name. He had it on the back of his shirt.
Whatever his son is.
You got good.
Start it over one more time.
I wonder where his son is.
Start it over one more time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just do it.
Well, I never been to Spain.
Whatever the noise.
But I kinda like the
noise.
Music.
What is it?
Josh, band guy?
What is that?
What are we thinking?
What's that little?
That's perfect.
Know how to use it. They don't abuse it. Never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it.
Oh, man, there it is. What an incredible open. That's going to be one. I'm going to send you guys a picture, actually, in the group chat that we're all a part of. I'm going to send you guys a picture later today.
I'll be
getting in my car with listening to that.
Okay.
Because that is incredible.
In your new car.
That would be something
when you're on, you'd be like, when you're down in your Airbnb, guys, I got a song. Everybody's kind of chilling out.
Yeah.
Hey, let's listen to this real quick.
We're going
to
go sit out on the back patio.
You'll start it over.
Sunset.
Smoking cigars.
There you go.
Having a cocktail. And all
sitting in the pool.
Just listen to this song a couple times.
Do that and then get that list and just whip through the list a little bit.
Man. Yeah, I'm going to say.
I text back the song and sip right away. I knew it. I knew that was the one you were going to pick.
I did.
Did.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, it is time for a Friday edition of Shut Up Sipple. I know normally Fridays are film Fridays.
We're 2-2, right?
You are 2-2. I know Fridays are usually film Fridays. Mm-hmm. However, we're switching it up today. And it's NHL playoffs. They are going to start here tomorrow. NHL playoffs start tomorrow.
Okay, what's the topic?
I'm going to give you the city or nickname, and you need to tell me the other. So if I were to give you Chicago, you need to tell me Blackhawks. Okay.
If I give you Blackhawks,
you got to tell me Chicago.
I think I know seven. All right. Eight of them.
Yeah.
If you feel like you know your NHL teams, let us know. Give us a call. 402-464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Sipple!
I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
That is right. You can win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe, our good friends of Shut Up Sipple, if you can defeat Sip in trivia today. Sip, how are we feeling?
I'd say good. I mean, I think between me and Bill, I'd know seven or eight.
I don't feel great. We just got to hit the right one.
Yep.
Good.
That's all it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, we have a chance.
I would consider these all layups. I will say these are all playoff teams. Okay. So these are some of the best teams in the NHL.
I like it when you do
the
that.
The National Hockey League.
Jake does that too.
He does that a lot. Jake does a lot of that.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
We never do that. You and me never.
No, you don't really talk with your hands very often.
Jake does this.
Jake does it really well.
You're doing some Jake.
I believe, so we had our engineer yesterday come in and fix the phones.
Oh, good.
So text line, you'll have to let us know. Make sure everything's working, okay?
Good. They said it was bizarrely awkward.
I know. I felt horrible because we couldn't
Rick came in and heard nothing, just, but every two, every 3 minutes during that 18-minute section.
We would sit there and go, yeah. All right, contestant is Aaron. Aaron, can you hear us, man? How do you feel about NHL teams?
Yes, I can hear you, and I feel horrible about the topic.
Good, we needed that. We hope you're terrible.
All right.
Yes.
Well, we'll see how
it
goes.
We don't feel great about it, Aaron. No, thanks for calling. No.
It's a sports show. We don't
Aaron,
all
do you like
sports.
Three Dog Night?
Yeah, I did.
There it is.
Didn't sound too enthused. All right,
you can
we'll
be honest.
We'll put you down in some in the no category. Mark is it hard no.
Let's get to NHL playoffs here. First one to you, Aaron. The Islanders face off against Carolina in the first round tomorrow. What is Carolina's nickname?
I'm going to go with the Panthers, even though I know that's wrong.
It is not the Panthers. You guys,
we can't console. We got to stop that. It's illegal.
Well, Bill is in play. If you want to utilize
it,
I'm going to really crack down on it because yesterday
I've got to guess
was.
I don't want to guess.
Unacceptable.
Guess. Let's not guess. Then we go minus.
Okay.
Let's just go
Hurricane.
Yeah, do it. Do it.
Do you want your guess?
Yes.
Hurricane?
Yes.
That is correct.
Brilliant.
1-0. There it is.
I think I knew that.
Carolina that Hurricane. So Bill is out.
Bill but we is got out. But we're set up.
But
Steve,
you're set 1-0.
This is coming to you.
All right. All right, Sipple, first
don't
one to
swear.
You with a 1-0 lead.
There's a history.
What city?
I won't.
What city, state, or province do the Panthers call home?
Florida.
That is correct. It is Florida, the Florida Panthers. All right,
don't
Aaron,
overthink it.
You need this one to stay alive. What city, state, or province do the Maple Leafs play in?
Come on.
Toronto.
That is correct.
It's okay, I don't mind you giving a layup to the person.
I figured Florida Panthers was pretty layup
as
well.
They've won it all.
All right, so Aaron needs to steal this to stay alive and force a tiebreaker. You're currently up
2-1. So Steve could win it.
You can win if you
Steve,
get this
you can
one
win
correct.
A winning record for the week.
Yep, you're 2-2 on the week. What is Vancouver's nickname?
The Canucks.
Oh. That is right.
Brilliant.
That means
we are hockey.
Sipple is 3-2 on the week. Aaron, appreciate you playing, man. You win a bagel courtesy of Bagel and Joe calling down the road, man.
Where'd that come from?
There he is. There goes Aaron. Nice
though.
Job,
we got to do that more.
Three Dog Nights got us all wound up.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Got us all wound up.
My microphone was bouncing up and down when I was trying to talk to Aaron.
Rebecca's not happy with
no.
us.
You playing those lines, that was a highlight of my week. That was incredible.
There it is.
Incredible.
All right, tiebreaker.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you want to stop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very juvenile.
Yeah.
All right.
Knock the hit off.
Yes. All right. Tiebreaker. Auston Matthews of the Toronto Maple Leafs leads the NHL in goals scored this season. How many goals has Auston Matthews scored? Bill, you can give the number. Sip,
really
you go over under.
Really hard one.
56.
That's a pretty good number. I'd go over.
It is over. 69.
Mm. It's a good guess, though.
69.
Guess.
69 goals
it was
this
a good
year
guess.
For Auston Matthews. The leading goal scorer in the NHL. Nice job, guys. Winning week 3-2. Good work.
Yeah, thank you.
You have two
the Golden
shows.
Knights are in the wild card. They got a tough draw. They
the
got
what?
The Golden Knights. I knew you were going to hit me with that. Someday I'm going to screw it up. It's going to happen to say it, and it's going to be a mess.
The Golden Knights are a wild card team.
Yes.
They have won it all.
They
as
have
well.
Won it all also.
They have. Yeah.
Florida
they
Panthers.
Who are they playing, Josh? They just.
Seattle.
Seattle.
The
The Kraken.
Nice job, the Seattle Kraken.
Antonio Brown's favorite team.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, stop. We're done. Stop. You're done. I just cut your mic. We're done. You guys are out of control. I got to reel you in on a day here. All right. However, I think it's a good idea on a Friday to go out for our final segment to a little something we call Three Dog Night.
Yes.
He likes this.
We'll be back on the ticket right after this on a Friday.
See, the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.